Yes. Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, and though it's been a minute, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful, to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, indeed, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For indeed, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has always had a plan. Yes, the Most High has always had a plan from the very beginning, that surely, my brothers and sisters, all that he planned from even before the foundation of the world, of this world, shall surely in all things come to pass. And the Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, because this world has resisted, so much resisted the truth, that we see so many differences amongst us, political, social, national, cultural, sort of religious, it is evident that man has not been true to the dispensation of the gospel. For Messiah said that all must be taught everything that he commands, true to his sovereignty and the power of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Man is to be purged, my brothers and sisters, of all misconceit, that man might prepare for a holy kingdom. But this humanity has not done. What does the scripture say in Matthew 28:18-20? He said, all power, all sovereignty from on high has been given unto me. What does that mean, my brothers and sisters, with regard to the various rulership of this earth? It means that man must be converted unto the pure, perfect sovereignty of one. It means, my brothers and sisters, since the truth of the matter is that under supreme sovereignty, there are no oppositional sovereigns authorized by him. It means this whole world, my brothers and sisters, must transcend all its differences to become true to the will of one. And anything less than seeking that pure, perfect will that offers the one choice, that offers the hope of peace, honorable unto the one Most High, anything less than that, my brothers and sisters, is counted vanity, unstable, not true to the will of Yah, as he is. The Most High has told me, indeed, that men might begin to grow true unto the knowledge of him. In all the variant systems of this world, political, national, and pseudo-religious, all the multitude of differences and divisions that we see in this world must be transcended. Else man is not prepared for the kingdom of peace. Again, the Most High has told me that all humanity must know that this entire world system and its massive divisions, factions, and heresies. It means, my brothers and sisters, simply because we see this massive divisions amongst us, it means that this entire world system, not true to the perfect will of one, has been only a damning farce for many, many generations. I want you to consider what I mean by this. The book of Jacob that was called James relates that though we be scattered among the nations, though his people be scattered among the nations, the Most High, faithful unto himself, desires that he have of his people a perfect work. Need to talk about what that means. He said, we lack discretion unto bringing forth what is pure and perfect before the Most High. The scripture said we must ask him for that wisdom. Continuing on, the scriptures actually tell us that if Any man be double-minded about this? Need to explain that as well. The scripture says, in all respect unto the Most High, that if any man be double-minded with regard to this, he said, let him not think he receive anything in his petitions for wisdom. Let him not think he receive anything from Yah, if he would preserve corruptions. For such a man is unstable in all his ways. I want you to consider when he said he wants a perfect work, that means he wants people perfected, purged, beyond all worldly misconceit, not after the flaw or false rule of man, but true to the gift of the Most High, which is discretion, above and beyond all the nations. The scriptures tell us that if we be double-minded in any way, in other words, pluralist in our reasoning, not true to the will of one, not true to faith, faithful unto the will of one. If we, in fact, my brothers and sisters, seek to corrupt the doctrines from on high, granted from on high in any way, it's just like what the scriptures are telling us in the book of Galatians, 1:1-8. It says, if any man teach any other gospel, any other word, as if it were pure and perfect, let him be accursed. Because if any man preach any partial doctrine or corrupted doctrine, it is not true to the will of one. We must become true to him who is, I pray you will understand it, my brothers and sisters, him who is prime, supreme. Why? Like a prime number, my brothers and sisters, it is all, every number, no matter how many may be part to that greater body of believers, what they all have in common is the number one. And my brothers and sisters, no matter how many ever convert unto the pure, perfect will of one, and conversion unto the one honoring him who is one, whose offering, who's acceptable, who, as an acceptable offering unto him only, can we bring forth peace. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, if there be any differences amongst us, it is an obligation that we have in honor of his holy name, that we must seek all that is the pure, perfect truth, offering one choice, that the Most High, that his honor not be slandered. But we live in a strange society today, my brothers and sisters. Men have indeed remained double-minded, have indeed remained pluralist in their reasoning. What I mean by that is this, very simply, when the gospel went forth, it certainly went forth to a world resistant after its multitude of varying ideals. Men not realizing that the gospel is a pure, perfect word from on high, have sought to corrupt that word after the constraints of their own previous preconceived misideals. Men not realizing that before we were born, there were many ensnaring traps already set for the soul and the conscience of men, political, national, social, pseudo-religious, since the fall, man seeking to find hope in his vanities, creating all manner of false ideals, false gods, false religion, catering to the lesser conscience of his carnal mind. Men have established corruptions, desirous never to see their fallen state. And into these corruptions are men born, after snares that were here before they were ever even born into this earth. There's a reason why the scriptures say we must be born again. It means we must be reoriented. And it's amazing that very word reoriented, or let's just say oriented, relates to the idea about gathering wisdom after the monotheist ideals of the East, my brothers and sisters, rather than the polytheist misideals of the West. If we understand this concept, looking at Daniel 8:5-25, we will understand, looking at those scriptures, looking at Zechariah 9th chapter, looking also at Joel in the 3rd chapter, we find that it has been Greco-Roman desires to preserve the corruptions resulting of human mythology, humanly created mythology and vanity. Because of the corruptions resulting of man's efforts to preserve these corruptions. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, humanity has been deceived, not to perceive what needs to be received. My brothers and sisters, even damnedly, therefore divided without an agreement, without a covenant for many generations. It's important, my brothers and sisters, that we understand what Colossians 2 meant when he said, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of this world and not after the Messiah, not after the pure mind. That is the deliverer. When the scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians, for instance, it says, in the name of the Most High, unto his honor, we must all speak the same thing, no differences amongst us, one mind, no divisions. Wow. That means, my brothers and sisters, that the word of salvation, deliverance from every misconceit, is pure and perfect, and that all must conform to the way of one. Like when Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way of truth unto life, no man come to the Father unless by me. It means the Father will not be changed, nor will he conform to any of the variant ideals of man wrought of his illegal forgetfulness. It's important that we know this. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. In 1 Corinthians, it tells us, in the second chapter, relative to Isaiah 64, warning us against the rebelliousness, the hard-heartedness of the nations. The scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, if there be divisions amongst us, it is carnal, it is worldly, it is not after the mind of the One Most High. It's apparent, my brothers and sisters, that we are warned that we should not consider ourselves so wise before the time. When Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things the men have not considered, and then shall every man know how to praise, how to rightly honor the One Most High. For according to Acts 3:18 through 23, Messiah will come for the restitution of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken from the beginning, by the mouth of all his holy prophets. And it shall come to pass, whoever will not hearken to the testimony when Messiah reappears, reappears even as a prophet. When Messiah reappears, whoever will not hearken to the fullness of his testimony shall be cut off from among the people. Let there be no divisions, my brothers and sisters, amongst us. It's important that we must know this. Again, the gospel went forth to a rebellious world. Messiah said that the minds of his people must be converted. Psalms 19:7 through 14 says, the law of the Most High is perfect, which converts the soul. It's not after any imperfect, incomplete, partial, or corrupt doctrine that anyone could be true to the name of one. It's not after any corrupt doctrine in any way, polluted doctrine in any way, that man's vow unto the Most High can be true. Man must exceed every contention of all the varying standards of this world. If we really understand it, Micaiah 5:14 through 25, man must exceed all the contentions of the variant misrule of this world, else he shall not enter into the kingdom of Yah. It's important, my brothers and sisters, we must know why the scriptures tell us in Philippians, second chapter, particularly 2:9 through 13, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, because it is Yah who must inspire mankind to do the good things that he must do. And we must understand the purpose for which Messiah then truly comes, to restore true knowledge beyond all the misconceits of man, to establish indeed a reference point for reverence that for a long time humanity has not had. Isaiah 29:30, 31, 32, 29:8 through 30:15. What does it say? It says the man is going to be shocked in these last days to find out that what he has believed. Man is going to be shocked in the last days to find out what he has believed has been merely the corrupt precepts and doctrines of men that men have not discerned. But the Most High has a plan that by his Spirit he will awaken again his people, that they must discern, that they must receive again truly what is his counsel, what is his wisdom beyond all the variant misconceits of man, that he called completely in all things corrupt, that the truth of the Most High men have exchanged and corrupted for their lies. The scriptures tell us quite frankly, that all such worship, corrupted after the precepts of men, is vain, incapable of being pleasing unto the One Most High. And in spite of this, my brothers and sisters, even in going forward into the 30th chapter, the scriptures tell us that though we see all manner of oppression and contentions amongst us and have complained at the seeming somewhat injustice, some levels of injustice, is because we have not hearkened to those who had revealed to us the exceeding truths that so often men have not considered, and considered so often politically inconvenient, because men were not hearkening to the exceeding word of the Most High. There must come a sudden breaking. The scripture calls it the breaking, like a breaking of an unclean potter's vessel. An overthrow, if you will, my brothers and sisters. A revolution against all the crookedness, illegality, unlawfulness, whereby men, after their multitude of varying misideals, have actually sworn lies against the truth of the Most High as He is. And the scriptures tell us even at this point, we must know. Isaiah 30:18 says, though man for a long time has partaken of corrupt doctrine, the time will come that by His grace the Most High shall show again what is justice. And you shall hear a word guiding you, saying, this is the way. Turn aside neither to the right nor to the left. Well, my brothers and sisters, consider this fact. The scriptures will not speak about a renewing of the covenant. Will not speak about a restitution of all things. Will not speak about a need for restoration if there had not been a falling away. Long understood. After, like the scriptures speak of in the book of 2 Thessalonians, talk about wicked, lawless men, less than lawful men, presiding over your churches and temples, causing men to have less than a full love of the truth by which they might be delivered. Causing men, my brothers and sisters, never to fully convert, for still yet having a love for lies, preferring unrighteousness less than the whole truth. But the scripture says Messiah must come to expose that pretense. So let us understand, my brothers and sisters, that the injustices of man were never given license by the One Most High, and certainly not by Messiah Himself. The scripture talk about the idea about how the beast system, those who refuse to reason, a system of irrationality, Revelation 13. It talks about he was wounded by the sword but yet lived. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that the word of the Most High by no means sanctions the variant differences that men have called sovereign rule, contentious and oppositional against supreme rule from on high. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, that every obstacle of partial and perverse standard must be transcended, that men be truly what the scripture calls converted, born again, sanctified, ready for the holy kingdom of peace. It's important that we know this, my brothers and sisters. It's important that we understand all these things. Isaiah 59 tells us that in the last days men will find out that for a long time they've been without a leader, without a minister, without an intercessor, without a priest, without one who preached the fullness of the gospel, because all your leaders have had allegiances after their own hearts. One scripture says, riding the back of the beasts, saying, my brothers and sisters, that men have had allegiances in their various religiosities to various nations and other kings and other rulers. And those who are wise, my brothers and sisters, will understand very quickly that what most have believed were never churches anyway. Sounds amazing to say that, but when you understand what the real definition of a church is, you will understand. True church, my brothers and sisters, is an institution that waits for Messiah, who will reprove all the nations. The nations, my brothers and sisters, never having been conformant. You can't list even one nation on this earth that has been fully conformant to the conversion unto pure, perfect truth that is the demand of the scriptures. There was never a Roman church. And I have to ask the question, did Rome ever give up and turn away from all the paganisms that were the mysteries of iniquity or the blinding systems that kept men unaware of their injustice since long before the dispensation of the pure, perfect word to the nations? I want you to think about it. There's never been a Roman church. No worldly institution, my brothers and sisters, can be a founding premise upon which a true church can be built. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, many talk about how the Queen of England is the head of the Anglican Church. There was never an English church, my brothers and sisters. No church true to the Most High can be formed after the constraints of any nation and after any of the constraints of any of the nations. Whatever men say, speak, do, whatever they perform in word and deed, word or deed, after the fundamentals of world, any form of worldly corruption, all of it, I said all of it, my brothers and sisters, has without question been in vain. But there are few who are willing to truly examine to understand the book of Micaiah, 28th chapter, 18 through 20. What Messiah meant when he said all the nations must be purely and perfectly converted, purged of all worldly misconceits, and taught the fullness of truth, my brothers and sisters, as necessary to be, as the scripture says in the book of Ephesians, one with all the saints to the height, depth, and breadth, to the full measure and stature of Messiah himself. Yes, I'm talking about in Ephesians 3:16 through 4:12, that you be not alienated far from the truth, like all the nations of the Gentiles, those who refuse to perfectly reason as one. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, it is because men have sought to preserve the corruptions of misallegiance, misideal, that have been since the fall, resulting of men refusing to discern their state of hopelessness. When there's only one Savior. Let me see if I can explain that. Since the dawn of human fall, men have sought to create their own religions. They sought to create their own religiosities. They've sought to create their own ideas of a Savior. Incapable of awakening themselves to the pure, perfect truth, men have oftentimes sought to make allegiances after a multitude of variant corruptions and called compromise their salvation. This polytheism was never true to the will of one. But men across the nations, in their efforts to preserve those corrupt premises after which they sought to have hope, and that men have sought to preserve these corruptions, my brothers and sisters, the taint of these misideals has continued to be the damnation of many souls for many, many, many generations. Some can sit back and say, oh, well, the nations have converted. Really? If they converted purely unto the will of one, there would be no divisions. There would be no national, political, or social, pseudo-religious differences after the constraints of another. The book of Micaiah, again, the 7th chapter, says, watch out for false prophets, those who never will tell you the whole truth. Never will lead you along the path that's beyond all worldly corruptions. The scriptures tell us that Messiah himself will come saying one day, as those who had his words with right understanding, they built their house upon that which is stable. But those who had those words upon those words without understanding are like those who build their house upon sand. The rains came, the rebuke of his perfect word. Rains came, winds blew, and the fall of those who sought to establish their house upon such unstable foundation was unto a great fall. You say, because men had trusted in false prophets, men who never spoke the pure, perfect truth, Messiah will actually say to them, he never knew them, that they, which really, in the, if you look at the dialecticals and the way that the Hebrew language was actually spoken, it really meant that man after a multitude of false rulers. Never knew him. It's a need to transcend the false law of man. Knowing by the grace of Yah, Most High reveals the knowledge of him. And by the knowledge of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is the false rule of man overcome. And blessed are they who must know it. Blessed are they who will. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters. Revelation 6 through 7, Revelation 13 through 14, both of them relate what man did in those years immediately subsequent the dispensation of the gospel, creating false religion to the point that one day, my brothers and sisters, one day, Messiah returns to rebuke all the systems of this world that have resisted the pure, perfect word. For no one, my brothers and sisters, has had authority to truly preach the gospel. And the leaders could never preach the gospel. According to Isaiah 41, 21 through 25 through 42, 4, because their objectives were still yet unto the preservation of worldly misideals. Systems, my brothers and sisters, supported by the lies of man, preserving the false religiosities of man. But Revelation, my brothers and sisters, 6 through 7, Revelation 13 through 14, both of them relate. The Messiah will still yet have for himself a people, as it says also in Zephaniah 2:15 through 3:6 through 3:13. A people who finally, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the misconceits of this world, will speak no lies and do no iniquity. Blessed be those who have partakership in that blessed day. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters. Man was created an anointed being. Revelation. Well, I can talk about a lot of scriptures that related, but how about going back to the beginning? Genesis 2 and 2 and 7. Most High breathed in the man the breath of life. The spirit of Neshama. The spirit that would call all men to seek beyond themselves. When it says, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. Come, let us reason together, one with the Most High, O my people. All those scriptures, my brothers and sisters, are directly reflective of the Shema covenant, saying that Yah is one, and that if there be any differences among us, we should not be proud of a selfish mind. So many want to talk about the idea about having their own mind. Well, let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High had his, and had his made up before you ever got here. And therefore, we must all learn to conform to his will. For his will surely shall be done. It's important we know, my brothers and sisters, man being created an anointed being was created to resonate the thoughts of his maker. But man has exchanged the truth of Yah for lies. That's what Romans first chapter has to say. And man turned himself over to an undisciplined mind. Fallen from the spirit of the Most High, man must remember that he is still not complete until he is made true to the purpose for which man first was made. And until man is governed by that spirit, beyond all his carnalities, variant carnalities, inconjunct carnalities, chaos, corruption, confusion, till man transcends all that is the result of an inconjunct mind, the soul of man is still incomplete, wanton, adversarial. And Messiah said it himself, Yohanan 15:14, you are my friends if you do or seek to fully see performed all that I have commanded. Blessed are they who then will understand what must become the true goal of human existence. Man granted the spirit, after which the scriptures say what? That his kingdom must come upon this earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is on high in heaven. It is amazing when we think about it, my brothers and sisters, but when the scriptures talk about the earth itself, some of the first words for the land and the immediate territory, if you will, spatial territory above the earth. It's also called, my brothers and sisters, in Scripture by the title heaven. And the Scripture talks about the third heaven where the Father and his angels in particular reside. But it's amazing, my brothers and sisters, that in both cases, both the kingdom on high where the Father dwells and the earth, the Most High called it Shamayim, meaning that all heaven and earth must come to recognize that Yah is one, and all must seek him with all their minds, heart, soul, and might, must love and seek him with all hearts, mind, soul, and might, that none, my brothers and sisters, be found lacking, and that we all, after one common orientation, one foundation, might indeed, my brothers and sisters, love and preserve one another in the truth that endures forever. Blessed are they who will know this, for that is first command. Mark 12:29-31, Deuteronomy 6:4-6. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, is so selfishly minded, self-righteous, that he will not seek the truth to transcend all injustice for the good of all, my brothers and sisters, whoever will not understand that ultimate command has no part in the covenant. And the truth of the matter is all the book we read that we call a Bible has always been about conversion, transcended the partialities and pollutions of inconscient flesh, wrought after the selfish injustice, blinding misperceptions that men have created and sought to call hope, while not seeking full repentance. I said full repentance, or full return unto the mind of one. For none enters the kingdom of Yah but through exceeding diligence unto reverence for the holy name, realizing that the very word holy itself means pure and complete. We cannot seek to compromise perfection, my brothers, and expect anything else but damning divisions. The Scripture says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, and reproves all sin, reproves and guides us beyond all the misconceits after which men have thought to call themselves wise. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, many of those who would call themselves honorable, seeking to say that they are just because they followed their own minds, what they believed. But my brothers and sisters, our faith must be faithful unto one. For again, the Most High had his mind and his mind made up, unchanging, from before this world was ever even made. Again, my brothers and sisters, all the book was always about the conversion of the human soul, that humankind be restored, if you will, to the celestial rather than the entrapments of carnal body and mind. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about there. At 1 Corinthians 15:22 through 2 through 58. For when it talks about celestial bodies, it's not talking about the planets or the stars, my brothers and sisters. It's talking about a heavenly body, while physicality converted after the mind of the Most High. Oh, there's so much about that that still needs to be spoken. We have to realize, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, when Messiah said all power, all sovereignty, jurisdiction over all the earth had been given unto him, and then all the world must convert, the implications of this statement are obvious for those who are willing to hear it. It means that the rulers of this earth, my brothers and sisters, have never had a right to misrule in this earth. It means that the rulers of this earth, who would keep this world divided after the preservation of so many of the diverse corruptions that this world has exalted, the corrupt ideals that men have called heritage, after partial standards, that no man has had sovereignty, my brothers and sisters, in any opposition against the perfect will of one. No one, my brothers and sisters, has been prime, sovereign, true to the will of one, after the diversitudes of man. the rulers of this world have written up documents like what they call the Roman Catechism, what they call the so-called divine right of kings, papal documents. Mr. King James, who put his name in slandering the title Jacob. Was one of those who was a benefactor, malevolent, however, in the context of that doctrine they call the divine right of kings. These documents the kings wrote, the rulers and priests wrote, to claim to have authority to do what they never had authority to do. No one has ever had a right to rule, my brothers and sisters, but in seeking all that is the pure, perfect will of Yah. And all those who seek to preserve institutions neglectful, treacherously neglectful, or corruptly polluted in any way, they've had no authority, my brothers and sisters, to help anyone discern indeed what is the gospel of peace, the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. And without such exceeding discretion from above, no one, my brothers and sisters, is conforming to that holiness the scripture says we must have, else we shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Without holiness, no man shall see Yah. So it is written, my brothers and sisters. But there are those who can never teach that the purpose of the gospel from on high was that man have a reference point, that he might enter and be found pleasing unto a kingdom whose conscience is far beyond the varying misimaginings of man. When Messiah said, the Spirit of the Most High is upon me to preach good tidings, the whole word to the meek, that pure, perfect word releases the captives. It shows the exceeding word against, it shows the exceeding word that men have been rebellious against. It shows that exceeding word that we should have had if the leaders were indeed faithful unto the cause of one. But we live in a society today, my brothers and sisters, that if I were to talk about something like the Secret City Prophecies, please examine my website, hiddengospel.com/secret-city. If I were to talk about the Gospel of Shiloh, hiddengospel.com/gospel-of-Shiloh. If I were to talk about prophetic proof, another article that's on my website, early church origin, another article on my website that relates that Messiah, even the book of Isaiah says it, my brothers and sisters, comes a third time, and he has come twice. They wouldn't tell you about his first appearance. And all the prophecies that speak about his appearance that were even before he first appeared. Well, my brothers and sisters, if we look at, for instance, Isaiah 44 through 45 through 46, we must understand that he who exposes all the corruptions, misallegiances, false doctrines of this world must be the Savior. And the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 11th chapter, the Messiah comes a second time to regather his people and bring them back to the land. But in the third time around, my brothers and sisters, that they might remain upon the land permanently, and that he preside as king henceforth even forever. But my brothers and sisters, it is because men have not considered all this written, for instance, in Isaiah 44 through 45 through 46, and who Messiah called, or let's say who the Most High called his anointed, his Messiah, his chosen shepherd. Because men have not considered that, my brothers and sisters, they have not understood who Messiah said he is at Revelation 22:16, when he says he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Oh, there's much to be understood if we will examine that website of mine and the truths that are there. Biblically reinforced repetitively over and over again regarding who Messiah said he is. Revelation 2nd and 3rd chapter says, hear what the Spirit says to the churches, even that truth that the leaders of the church would not tell. that you might prepare for that one called the Root and Offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one whom the scriptures speak of, warning mankind that should not add nor take away from anything the Most High has declared, lest you add damnation to your soul and take away an opportunity for eternal life. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah 48 says the Most High will not have his name polluted, nor his glory given to another. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, he will not call honorable anyone who will swear by his name, but not seeking all that is truth and righteousness. This we must understand. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 19:18-25 talks about people swearing by the name of the Most High, but still speaking the doctrines and ideals of the heathen. The scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, this was never salvation, and man must learn again what is a pure vow unto the Most High, that he may indeed perform it. And that men may do this, my brothers and sisters, across all the nations, beyond the constraints of all nations, true to the will of one. It's important that we know this. Why didn't your leaders tell you? Isaiah 19:18-25. Isaiah 24:25-26 chapter talks about a city to which Messiah shall come in the latter days. Luke, if we understand it, Luke 17. Wow, heaven help us. Heaven help us, my brothers and sisters. Luke in the 17th chapter, reading all the way out into the 18th chapter and 8th verses. If we understand it, my brothers and sisters, they were asking when Messiah would come. When will his kingdom come? And you talk about warning. Men just as Noah and Lot did. Before coming great destruction. Why did not the leaders tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak about a city? Yes, the scriptures speak about a city, my brothers and sisters, to which Messiah was foretold to return. I said a city unto which Messiah was foretold to return. To warn the people at a place, my brothers and sisters, that ultimately must warn a world entire. Why didn't they not tell you? Read Isaiah 24. Read Isaiah 25, my brothers and sisters. Read Zephaniah 2:15, 3:6-3:13. Revelation 6:12 talks about a great earthquake. Revelation 16:12 talks about a great earthquake, what ultimately is a great earthquake at a city that exposes all the rulers as having never told truth the fullness of the gospel that all must hear if we are to be wise. Amos 3rd chapter speaks of the same. And blessed are they who, my brothers and sisters, will indeed understand it. Hosea in the 11th chapter, 10-12, talks about a city to the west. So does Isaiah 24:10-16. So does Isaiah 45:6. So does 45:6 in Isaiah 59:19-21. It talks about one who once delivered Israel from the east, a land of Babylon east, and the latter day of Babylon west. Why did your leaders not tell you, my brothers and sisters, what should be your expectation with regard to one, as the scriptures called him, Shiloh? And Isaiah, well, how about Genesis 49? One out of the tribe of Judah who would regather all the people, obviously regathering them beyond all the misconceit of all seats of all the nations. Why did they not tell you? And if they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is only because there was their desire to preserve the misconceits and faulty foundations upon which many, my brothers and sisters, without the expectation, were blinded and forced, after such ignorance, to trust in the misconceits of man that the scriptures say Messiah must come to reprove, and all their misrule, and even reproving, my brothers and sisters, all the rulers, that men might seek the will of one. And that is why the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Read Isaiah 45, my brothers and sisters, closely. Even Isaiah 45:23, relative to Romans 10. How about Romans 14:10-12? read all the way out to the 15th, 18th chapter, says that all nations will revere one after a pure, perfect will. Philippians 2nd chapter, reading 2, 9 through 13. What it says again and again and again? Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. What does this mean? That scripture came from Isaiah 45 and 23. Who then, my brothers and sisters, was Messiah saying that he is? Who was it that bore the title King of the East? Revelation 16, 12. They made it plural. If they'd left it singular, many might have understood. Who was that one called Root and Offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one that the people of the East knew would return, my brothers and sisters? Out of the line of David, Revelation. Well, how about in this case, Isaiah 11? There's come a root out of the stem of Jesse, a branch will grow out of his roots. On him shall rest the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might. The spirit of the Most High shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel, and might. Strength and reverence of the Most High. With the breath of his lips, with the testimony of his mouth, shall he slay the wicked. How about expose every lawless standard? My brothers and sisters, that men might finally seek Yah beyond all those who have been misrepresentatives, who would never tell the whole truth. Colossians 2nd, again. Beware, lest any man beguile you after the variant principles of the world. How can the variant principles of the world be true to the will of one? It's impossible. The scriptures talk about Messiah comes for the drying up of the rivers. Isaiah 44, 45. Revelation 16, 12. The king of the East. One called the Kerti, if they were to speak rightly, according to his title. Ker meaning sun, Tis meaning rise. East, king of the East. Scripture calls him his anointed, shepherd. Said he would remove all obstacles from before him for the deliverance of his people. Exposing all the foolish counsel of the world that men might discern the will of Yah straightforward. Who is that, my brothers and sisters, but the deliverer, but the Messiah? Isaiah 40 through 41 talks of an Elijah-like voice preparing for the one called the righteous one, likened to the rising sun that casts out all the darkness, that reveals the light the world would obscure, to expose all those who hide the truth from you. Even exposing all the kings. The kings should be dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow, but for the accuracy of his word. The same thing is written in Malachi 3:18 through 4:2. The son of righteousness that arises. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's all a parallel. And amazingly enough, both early and latter testimony are sealed in the appearance of that one called the Son of Righteousness who arises, the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, according to all that beforehand was long ago promised. Blessed are they who know it. It's written over and over again, my brothers and sisters, throughout the scriptures. If you want to know more about it, there's an article again on my website called at hiddengospel.com, an article called Prophetic Proof, another called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Ancient Expectation, an article called The Gospel of Shiloh, explaining these concepts again and again. Blessed are they who, my brothers and sisters, though men have sought to blind your mind. Men seeking to preserve status quo have sought to blind your mind not to know these things. Blessed are they who will have faith to believe according to what it says at Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, the people shall at last consider. So who's going to believe that exceeding report that the leaders would never tell? We must understand, my brothers and sisters, again, that the leaders of this world could never preach the gospel of the kingdom of Yah because they were too busy speaking the falsehoods of the kingdoms of this earth. And truly, my brothers and sisters, that this world be one, true to the will of one, all these misconceits must be. I said they must be. All these misconceits must be transcended. You know, it's amazing to stop and consider. Messiah said it well. We should be very careful about the origin of the fruit we partake of. He said, "Do we, with regard to false prophets, said, do they gather grapes from thistles or figs from thorns? Need to check out the origin of the things you believe. There are many still who still uphold pagan days, times, months, and years. Memorials of the heathenisms. The misconceits, the vanities, the misimaginations, the presumptuousness, the irreverence, or the irreverent lack of reference point after which the nations have prided themselves. They call these things holy days, heaven help us, holidays, state worship, revelation. How about looking at the book of Isaiah 66? It speaks about Messiah rebuking both church and state to regather his people. Do you not realize, my brothers and sisters, if you call a thing holy which is not from the Most High, it is confusion to the people. It is misrepresentation, even slander against divine character. Most High has his holy days, but the holidays that men declare, it's pagan Easter, Christmas, Sunday, Mardi Gras. Heaven help us. Yes, it was sanctioned by the Roman Church, too. Hey, systems, the various memorial days. 4th of July. I have to ask a question. Upon what foundation, or what holy foundation do these things stand? I want you to ask a question. Has this nation sought to discern what is the pure, perfect will of the Most High? Has any nation, in any recent generation, sought purely what is the perfect will of the Most High, that it be converted? Or is it just simply that men have sought to gather together in this country, there are various, I'm going to call it what it is, European differences, to subjugate the rest of the world and subjugate the lands, even daring to seek to take control of the lands, making themselves landlords, controlling the resources, to control the minds of men, misruling the lands, which the Most High never gave anybody the right to do, after any rule less than his own, to subjugate the minds and the people who will live upon the lands that misruling people stole. I want you to think about it. The earth belongs to Yah. Psalms 24, the world and all they that dwell therein. He established, my brothers and sisters, the earth above all the floods of the waters. What's those scriptures saying in Psalm 24? It's by his word that these things are sustained. So blessed is he, the scripture says, who receives his righteousness from the Holy One of salvation. Who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? Who shall stand in his holy place? But he who has clean hands and a pure heart will not exalt himself after any man's vanity, nor swear deceitfully. Men have sworn unto the Most High after the vanities of man, my brothers and sisters, not discerning therefore who is a king, who is indeed the king that is honorable, who will be mighty in battle to take back this world, true to the honor of him who made it. Yeah, I was talking a little bit earlier. It's amazing that the scriptures call first word for even this earthly domain was that it was created, my brothers and sisters, after the title Shemaim, to be true to the Shema, that men again might truly worship. Ultimately, in the latter days, men shall discern what it is truly worship him who made heaven and earth. Blessed are they who will know this, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who will know these things, who will know these things that for a long time the worldly have chosen to hide. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters. It's imperative. We understand what those scriptures mean when it says Messiah will come to ultimately unto the drying up of the rivers, drying up of the pools. Read Isaiah 42. Behold, my servant, my elect one in whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He shall preach good tidings of truth and of the gospel from on high to the nations. Let's realize the scriptures, what they mean. She should bring forth justice. Only someone who is not of this world, not of the various allegiances of this world, true to the kingdom on high, that can teach the ways of that kingdom. What does the scripture say? in Isaiah 42, 1 through 4, comparing Micaiah 12 and 18. Oh, my servant, my beloved one, whom my soul delights. He shall bring forth justice. But the day comes, my brothers and sisters, that to show all the nations the way of one. He dries up the rivers. He dries up the pools. It means he's no more will there be men captured after the mindscapes of men, but all whole world. Finally, what the scriptures say in Revelation, no more sea. What it really means, no more division of the nations, but all true to the will of one and even one light. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to understand that? And why didn't your leaders tell you? But they still seek to have dominion over my brothers and sisters. Not over that which they were given from the Most High any power, but over that which they have chosen to continually steal. And without question, my brothers and sisters, in that they take dominion in the earth by not telling the whole truth. My brothers and sisters, what did the Most High tell me about those who take control of the lands, making themselves landlords, controlling resources, never ruling true to the Most High, and never having any genuine heirship unto the land? The Most High called them quite expressly, my brothers and sisters, the wicked, i.e. the lawless, the unjust, who do this. And what the scriptures say, with the breath of his lips, or the testimony of his mouth, shall he expose all this wickedness, all this lawlessness, all this misrule of man? All that has divided mankind against the will of one? Like going back to Isaiah, in this case. Isaiah again, Isaiah 48:22. What did he say? No peace to the lawless? No peace to those who will not function after the fullness of the order that is his law? Trust me, my brothers and sisters, the law of the Most High is more than words on a page after the interpretation of men. The law of the Most High is the very conscience that declares divine eternal order. It's not after the various private carnal interpretations of men that anyone will prepare beyond the heretical factions of mankind. You need to understand well, 2 Peter. 1:1-10-12, saying we must be diligent unto great understanding if we want entrance into the kingdom, unto a sure word. Yes, unto a sure word, my brothers and sisters, of prophecy, of testimony, exceeding word, that we must believe beyond all worldly status quos. For the prophets did not speak of themselves, but after they were given unction by the Spirit that teaches all things, it preaches the exceeding word, no lie in it. None of the factions nor heresies of man, that we might indeed, my brothers and sisters, prepare for the great day of him who is called the morning star, the day spring that arises, and that his conscience might become a reality in our hearts. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, want to truly understand what those scriptures mean? The rulers have lied when they said they had sovereignty. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, there are no oppositional premises under him who is one. As far as the church is concerned, I've said it before, the very word church comes from an ancient title in the East, one called the Kirti, the righteous one like unto the rising sun, spoken of at Isaiah 41, how about 40:27-41:5, spoken of at Isaiah 44-45-46, so many places in Scripture, transcending all the kings of the world, the Shashan Shah, i.e. King of Kings, that is an ancient Eastern title, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who will understand that the rulers of this earth could not speak about an heir the Most High said that he would bring to bear. Because it meant that one day he would dethrone them. And concern all the prophets that call themselves priests, never preaching a pure word necessary to ministerially heal, he would defrock them all, that they all be discerned as pretenders. Like the scripture says in Isaiah 59, there was no intercessor among them. So Messiah comes, putting upon himself the whole word, if you will, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, The fullness of the word of the Most High, even vengeance as a cloak, to declare a standard that exposes every fallen standard. What did he say? You're my friends if you do everything that I command you. Therefore, the enemy is whoever it is that would compromise the word of the Most High after a multitude of confusing divisions, after compromise against a divine promise. Blessed are they who will know this. Blessed are they who will understand. Why didn't they tell you who Messiah said that he is? They've taught a false Messiah, my brothers and sisters, like the scripture says in Revelation 13, horns like a lamb speaking as a dragon, speaking the hypocrisy of the nations while claiming to be true. To him who gave his very life that men might exceed the misrule of man. Blessed are they who will know it. The nations and the churches have all declared hypocrisy, lesser standards that they call supreme. All of them, however, have been pretenders, falsehood, fakers, charlatans, simply because they did not teach you who Messiah said that he is and what he comes to do to expose them all. Because they did not tell you truthfully how Messiah shall appear in the last days. They kept men from even discerning, my brothers and sisters, what it means when it says, speaks about the Lord whom ye seek, him for whom you should be waiting. The parallels, my brothers and sisters, at Malachi 2:16 through 3 and 4 through 3 and 9, 3:18 through 4 and 2 and 6, Isaiah 41 through 27 through 41, 4. Reading all the way out, my brothers and sisters, to the 21st, 25th verse, 42, 4. 42:16 through 25, all the way out to 43:15. My brothers and sisters, it all declares Yeshua. Not only in his first, but even, my brothers and sisters, in the 53rd chapter, in the second, and continuing in context of understanding major and minor fulfillment of prophecy, even unto the latter days. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, everything the Most High has spoken. Everything the Most High has spoken, he was surely bringing everything to pass. But the leaders, my brothers and sisters, have said that the gospel was somehow a license to preserve, even to maintain the various corruptions of misconceit and false worship that existed among the nations. Many have taken so many words and titles, my brothers and sisters, after their polytheist indiscriminate nature. Said that it was love to preserve indifference, partialities, corruptions, confusion. Said it was the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, the men function all according to their own will rather than seeking the gift of Yah, the word of order and truth. Men have dared to say, my brothers and sisters, that faith could be according to whatever they wanted to believe, but the word faith also is the Hebrew word relates also the concept of what is true, fair, and just. And frankly, my brothers and sisters, the Most High signs no contract that he did not write. All must be true to fully all that he has said, else the contract of peace is broken. Else the contract of agreement is broken. The scriptures talk about a new covenant, they have way they translated it. Jeremiah 30:30-31, but it says the covenant is renewed if we really understand it, even when his people are brought beyond all the misconceits of the nations. But they'd rather tell you that the Most High has a new covenant having broken his previous word. But Messiah is the word from the beginning. Something is desperately wrong with the way that they have taught these things. Rulers have made men foolishly proud of all manner of irrationality. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, only one consecrated and experienced from above can preach the truth, the equity, which is not of this world. Look, how about Yohanan, John 17. Again and again it related to those who were to preach a word from being beyond this world are indeed consecrated from a power beyond this world. But I want you to think about it. 47,000 denominations in this world and all this very religiosities having no perfect reference point for reverence. This is indeed worldliness, not godliness, not holiness. Scripture says there'll be strife and divisions amongst us. 2:16-3:4, 1 Corinthians. If there be strife and divisions amongst us, this is in fact carnal. It is worldly. The spirit that teaches all things, no lying and reproving all that devise man and after disagreement. Preaching those things we ought to expect. That spirit would unify the minds. But men have forgotten what it means when the Most High said he created man to resonate his thoughts, giving him man his spirit. For again, my brothers and sisters, without that spirit, it will conform the minds as one, to resonate as one. Man, indeed, my brothers and sisters, is lost to the deceitfulness of this world. There's so much I need to talk about here. I look forward to putting up another show very soon that will relate this truth. But there's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. If we understand it in so many ways, man, after the spirit of one, is to function, if you will, my brothers and sisters, like, I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, all hearing the same voice. Like radios, my brothers and sisters, that hearken to one transmitter, recognizing what it means if we want to put it in the context of, let's put it like Wi-Fi, my brothers and sisters. Messiah is a repeater. I hope you understand what I mean by that. It's like someone through whom the Most High said he would boost the signal. That men seeking beyond all the anomalies of a mistuned radio, if you will. Think about it. What happens if you tune a radio off the station? Do you hear still that same pure one signal? Do you hear that signal in its strength? When the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, and all who call upon his name shall be delivered. How many of us understand, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 62:2, which says Messiah will be called by a name of the Most High shall name. Messiah spoke about the idea of being restored to the name that he had before the world was made. In Yohanan, John 17. 2:17-3:12, Revelation talks about his new name. How about the name of restoration? How about the idea about Revelation 19, my brothers and sisters, which scripture says he has a name which no man knew but he himself, and called his name the Word of Yah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. My brothers and sisters, Messiah will come with a name that men have not had an opportunity yet to so variantly slander. Did they tell you about that, my brothers and sisters? Isaiah, 49th chapter, said he would come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother has he made mention of my name. In the shadow of his hand has he hid me. How about also hidden the secret of his name? All my brothers and sisters, there's so much that needs to be related. Yes, so much to need to be related, my brothers and sisters, that we transcend all the misconceits that for so long have variantly misguided mankind. I look forward to the next episode of this show. For the Most High has indeed told me that I must tell you things that men dared not. And that the whole world, my brothers and sisters, that men might finally understand, that men might stand upon a pure foundation, seeking with humility in their hearts, as only can be when the whole world knows that the whole world system has been a farce for many, many generations. I want you to think about something before I close, but just consider for a minute the times they call the Renaissance. What centuries, what period was that? And during the years, the latter part of it, beginning of the rise of this nation, you ever start looking at the what they call classical literature in Europe in the time, and how much it is laced with so much ancient Greco-Roman heathenism, paganism? Oh, my brothers and sisters. Rome went into the East not to bring the faith, but to corrupt it with its all manner of ungodliness. Seeking to murder, even. In fact, they did murder millions upon millions, my brothers and sisters, who sought to preserve the integrity of the true faith so that they might preserve or even infiltrate
whatever there had been a holy thing, or in whatever men's minds might be converted, might have been converted under holiness, they sought to destroy those reference points. They sought to corrupt the doctrine after the pollutions of man. And my brothers and sisters, to this very day, men have not been restored to that initial ideal. But it is prophesied, my brothers and sisters, that surely this must come to pass. I'll repeat it again to you. Daniel 8:5-25 talks about how once Greco-Romanism comes to power, and it did, my brothers and sisters, from the times of Alexander, at the fall of the Medo-Persian Empire, or so much more to talk about concerning that. Scripture says those mysteries of iniquity will continue until Messiah returns, but declaring false religion among all the nations. Nothing purging the world of the misconceits that exist, that have existed in this world, till Messiah comes to restore the covenant in the last days. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that so many have called themselves believers, and this truth that is written in Scripture again and again, they have not believed, that they might be ensnared after those who would always misguide, after misbelief, unbelief. And you have to know this. Polytheism, choosing to believe that a multitude of oppositions could still be true to the will of the One Most High. My brothers and sisters, that is not the worship of Yah. The Most High is one. He is not divided. What it means, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of countermanding ideas, this has not been faith, not been true to the will of one at all. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it has been devil worship in disguise, and you might well call it kindred to atheism itself. For, my brothers and sisters, where men have not believed in an absolute sense of covenant, an absolute sense of deity, what men have believed has been nothingness, but the vanities of their own minds. Yes, polytheism, my brothers and sisters, is so many ways man lying against the Most High according to the multitude of their corrupt, partial, polluted, imperfect ways. Now, many of my brothers and sisters will have a hard time dealing with that. Read Hosea 7:7-8, 4-8, 12, all the way out to 9:16. Oh, we need to talk about that sometime. Talks about how men have been corrupted after the, even those who once believed, descendants corrupted after the ways of the nations, doing violence against the law of the Most High, setting up kings, but not according to divine rule, so that when the greater truths of the Most High are given, they would not understand. And the scripture says that the time when Messiah appears, calls him the watchman of Ephraim. When he appears, they say he is hated in the house of his God. Why? Because the people have deeply corrupted themselves, that he must punish them for their iniquities, that they might be brought to the remembrance of their sins, because the people, my brothers and sisters, who call themselves the people of the Most High, as have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Ramda, the days of Gibeah. How many of my brothers and sisters are ready to understand that a great restoration must come to pass? And how many are they, my brothers and sisters, who will prepare for it, especially in a world where the status quo of this world that would ensnare the men after corruptions have dared to act and speak and teach as if there was no need? Well, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan. Yes, indeed, he does have a plan to restore his people true to the will of one. But how many are prepared to hear it? I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, that no man's made complete in his understanding unless he gives consideration to all the prophets have said. to see the full integration of all that is the Holy Word. And I say to you again, my brothers and sisters, the whole purpose of the book has been the conversion of human conscience, unto the conversion of human conscience, the raising of human conscience beyond all the snares that men have fallen into, whereby men have dared not to speak the whole truth. How many of my brothers and sisters are ready to hear the exceeding word? I said the exceeding word. The truths, my brothers and sisters, the status quo and the rulers were prophesied in advance. They would not speak. And in answering that question, my brothers and sisters, we answer also this question. Who are those who prepare to hear the word of deliverance? Who are they, my brothers and sisters, prepared to hear the word of the Savior? Who are they, my brothers and sisters, prepared to hear the words of one whom the Most High himself has consecrated, that again his people be one? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Again, I would strongly advise you, strongly admonish you, please check out those articles on my website, like at hiddengospel.com, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, articles like Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Gospel of Shiloh, Prophetic Proof, proving that humanity has fallen away from faith. Hey, man has not been faithful to the will of one, so what does it mean? Please understand, my brothers and sisters, Daniel, second chapter, Nebuchadnezzar's dream, interpreted by Daniel. It is a stone, my brothers and sisters, it's not like a statue cut out by man. A stone cut out. Stone cut out by the Most High. Shapen by him. I said uncut in that, my brothers and sisters, in that it was not cut with the hands of man. Daniel 2:44, there's such a stone, a premise of pure truth, cast upon the feet of an unstable statue, the various nations of man. Shall topple, my brothers and sisters, all these kingdoms established after the machination of man. And the Most High himself shall raise up a holy kingdom that will break into pieces of all other kingdoms, that his holy kingdom should endure forever. Want to talk about that very soon. In fact, I have a surprise for those who will continue to listen. I'll talk about it next time around. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto the Most High, unto his might, unto his strength, unto his supreme sovereign, honor, reverence, and praise always. Thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! And I do thank you all, yes I do, my brothers and sisters, for listening.